More trouble is on its way to Houston after multiple storms this week brought more rain to southeast Texas than some parts of the region have seen since Hurricane Harvey. The floods have swamped roads, stranding dozens of cars on Interstate 10 last night, and many schools and public buildings remain closed. Houston Public Media reporter Andrew Schneider is tracking this story. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you.
Can you describe just how hard the rain has been falling? I saw a video of fans inside the Houston Astros domed stadium, and the water was just pouring in torrents from the roof.
Yeah, we're still trying to get to the bottom of how that happened. This is actually the second day out of the last three when we have had really severe thunderstorms. So the problem isn't so much, you know, what's coming down at any individual moment, so much as the fact that the ground is now completely saturated. The city, which is honeycombed with bayous and rivers and so forth, these are all now at capacity. They're starting to overflow. We're getting a bit of a break here in the central city and some of the surrounding areas, but it's supposed to pick up again over the next day or so. And given the level of saturation that we're seeing in the ground, we're expecting some more flooding.
This is not at the same level of the flooding that you saw in 2017 with Hurricane Harvey. Obviously, that was catastrophic, but we are seeing that in some places, flood levels are actually higher than they were during that storm.
Right. Well, in a way, this is normal for this time of year. I hate to say it, but people tend to forget that in the 2 years before Hurricane Harvey, we had pretty severe flooding. The spring of 2015 and 2016, we had the tax and Memorial Day floods. And in both cases, this was simply a matter of several days of very heavy rain, not enough time for the water to drain off, the ground getting completely saturated, the water having nowhere to go, and it just backs up. I mean, we're very close to sea level, so there's really no place for it to go.
Sounds like a lot of schools are closed today. Is the problem just that kids, families, teachers, they can't get there?
I think a lot of it is preemptive. They want to make sure that everybody stays safe. It's not just schools. A lot of government buildings have closed. Courts have closed. Most of the universities around town were scheduled to have commencement this weekend. Most of those have been postponed. So I think it's just a matter of they want to make sure that everybody stays off the roads. And so they're taking efforts to encourage that.
The last time we spoke back in March, it was because the city was in the middle of a big fight. They were laying off 400 firefighters. Fast forward to today, an emergency like this, you need a lot of first responders. Have those layoffs happened yet? Is that affecting any of the rescue efforts underway?
What we've had so far is a layoff total of about 350 people. The majority of those are firefighters and firefighter cadets. But what's happened is that there's also been what they call a step down, which is that as they have reduced the need for overall firefighters, they've reduced the number of overall firefighters. Captains have been stepped down to lieutenants. Lieutenants have been stepped down further down the line. And so far, that has not had any noticeable impact in terms of the ability of the fire department to conduct rescues.
Okay. And just quickly, what's the forecast for the days ahead?
We're expecting more rain tomorrow.
All right. Andrew Schneider, politics and government reporter for Houston Public Media. Thanks for following this story for us.
You're very welcome.